welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Matt Dumont, and that's Nathan Fox. Nathan is the founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. I'm one of his employees. I'm a tutor and teacher at the LSAT Demon. My name is Matt Dumont. We have an email here that says, "Hello. Early on during my undergraduate studies, when I first started thinking about going to law school in the future, someone gave me advice that pretty much boiled down to law school is not worth it unless a person is going to Ivy League or T14 at least. Could you speak on this, please? Thank you. With gratitude and respect, Nico." I kind of love that salutation. Gratitude and respect is awesome.
I thought that you were perfect for this because you are in law school and you are not going to the
Ivy League or T14
at least. What do you think when you hear someone give this advice that law school is not worth it unless you're going to law school or Ivy League or T14? What do you think about that?
Okay. So as a general blanket statement, it's clearly bullshit. That is just such garbage. And probably was something put out by the Ivy League or T14 in order to go, hey, come to us and pay full money.
Even T14.
Yeah.
So arbitrary that T14, like whoever started saying T14 besides a school that was like ranked exactly 14th or maybe 13th.
Which was Georgetown for the longest time. And then they dropped this year to UCLA.
Oh, no. So now all of a sudden UCLA is a law school that's worth going to. And Georgetown is now not a law school that's worth going to. There's infinite examples of how absurd the idea that it's T14 or bust. Just makes no sense.
I think for some very specific law careers or legally adjacent careers, this might be something to think about. Like if you want to be a law professor or a Supreme Court justice or an appellate justice, on like a court of appeals, this would help you. However, even there are plenty of people in the top 20 or from the top 20 that are now beginning, coming to those kind of things. I have professors from my school that certainly did not go to T14s or above. Of course, we have people from Yale and Harvard and University of Virginia, but we also have people from my soon-to-be alma mater, University of Maryland. We have people from University of Baltimore, which is a school that's like in the 100 or so. So my pushback is this is, as a blanket statement, clearly wrong, but it also be the big fish in a small pond and go for free. I turned down schools that were in this ballpark because they wanted me to pay money for it. And instead, I'm riding a full scholarship. I'm at the top of my class. I just got an internship for the Maryland Attorney General. Like all this stuff that is being, I'm not going to say handed to me because I'm working my ass off.
Right.
But I'm at the top of my class where I might not be at Duke or University of Virginia or those kind of places. And so my employment outcomes are going to be better because I'm in the top 10 or so percent. So
every ABA accredited law school creates real lawyers every single year. It's just ridiculous to think that you have to go to a top 14 school when there are 200 ABA accredited schools creating real lawyers every single year. I think that this most commonly comes from people who aren't sure they actually even want to go into law.
Yep.
And people are like, well, if you're going to do it, you better do it at the very top or not at all. And I understand, I think, the motivation behind that, but this blanket advice of T14 or bust makes no sense, especially to people like Matt, who were able to get into T14 schools and then said, you know, I'm going to actually go slightly down in the rankings to a perfectly respectable school like Maryland. I'm going to go there for free. I'm going to work my ass off. You've been kicking ass since you've been there. And now all of a sudden you start to get all the best opportunities that that school has to offer. What? Tell me more about this internship. Is that this coming summer? Because you're a 2L now. So when's the internship going to happen?
So it was supposed to be in the spring, actually during the semester, but I just found out that I'm ethically precluded because of my clinic that I'm doing at the same time. So I deferred it to actually next fall. So I have a job a year from now at the Maryland Attorney General's Office for Criminal Appeals, which is a fantastic department that will hopefully get open doors to like clerkships at the highest levels of the Maryland justice system with judges and justices and those kind of things.
And that'll be your 3L fall.
My 3L fall, got it in the bank already. So
what about your 2L summer or your rising 3L summer?
Yeah, I'm going through the OCI process and that kind of stuff. Some of that stuff isn't even out yet.
Okay.
I got a spring job and then it got deferred to the fall. And so like, that's kind of how that transpired.
But we'll expect to have your summer lined up, what, this fall? Sometime this fall, you'll have it done, probably?
I've had a lot of interviews, and so I would expect sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Great. Yep. Cool. And you're expecting to have a job lined up? When do most people, like, you know what you're going to do for your first year of employment.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you're, what, starting your 3L year, you probably have a pretty good idea?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go the, like firm life and you had like a successful 2L job, often that is like the gateway to, your first year, that might have a curveball of like clerkships. If you're going to go work for a judge or a justice somewhere, that typically happens the year after, immediately after you graduate, and then you come back to that firm job. I would say by Christmas, 3L, you're likely to know what you're doing as soon as you graduate.
They say that everybody changes their mind about what they want to practice once they go to law school. Has that already happened to you?
Oh, yes.
What did you start thinking you wanted to do? And what are you thinking you want to do now?
I came in with this like grandiose, like, I'm going to be a appellate impact litigator. I'm going to go argue what the law should be and civil rights and stuff. And like, I'm still interested in that, but that's a unicorn job. And also not one that generally pays the bills. It's one that you might do one case a year, maybe, unless you're like the Solicitor General, of course, you know, but I fell in love with criminal law during my first year. And I actually had my first internship was with a state's attorney's office. And now I have the Maryland AG's appeals office. So I'm gearing towards prosecution or criminal law in some respect. And so probably where I'm going to head.
That's amazing. I would really encourage all of our students and listeners to keep an open mind. Sometimes we read drafts of people's personal statements that are like, I would never want to do this kind of law, but I instead want to do that. And it's like, you know, leave the part out where you're shitting on some area of law that you just don't really know as much about as you might think. Allow law school to be the transformative experience that they all want to tell you it's going to be.
No.
Give it a chance. Go with an open mind. You're going to need to kick ass in every class anyway. If you want to get the OCI interviews, you're going to need good grades. So you might as well open yourself up to that possibility. You're going to want to get an A in that crim law class in your 1L year anyway.
Property or torts or anything else.
Or property or torts or Civ Pro or whatever the most boring thing. Yeah, you're going to need an A in that too. So along the way, you might realize, oh, wow, yeah, I never would have envisioned a life as a tax attorney, but there's lots of jobs available and I'm pretty good at it. And hey, maybe I will do that.
Yep. Yeah, cool. Absolutely. We definitely digressed off of Nico's, but I think it's important to circle back in the idea that, Nico, you can go to a law school like Maryland or a law school like University of Baltimore and become a real lawyer. I worked with tons of lawyers this summer doing good work at the attorney's office that were UB grads. That's a school in the top 100. They're making a difference in their communities being practicing lawyers. So,
I mean, you're not going to be able to UB, that's University of Baltimore.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're not going to like go get a big time job in Los Angeles with that degree. People are going to be like, what, who, what now? And so in that case, if you're going to go to a school that's ranked, let's say 100th, that's okay. You should probably go to a school that's ranked 100th in Los Angeles if you want to work in Los Angeles. That school has a good reputation in its local area.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to follow up with, is like Baltimore, Philly, and DC all hire UB grads. We're in that area. And so go, like, go to the area that you want to practice in is my strong advice, because you're building your network. And go to the best school you can go to for free. That's the point. And that's what this advice really should be.
I agree. Yeah. Cool. Don't pay for law school. Like, go get yourself multiple competing offers. Take the best full ride you can get.
Yep. And negotiate up the other ones.
That's the system that's the game we're playing in the United States, whether you want to play it or not, that's the game. Matt is one of our biggest success stories because he followed our advice. He's going to law school for free, and he's also kicking ass in law school, and he's going to have jobs. I mean, you're going to pick and choose, right? Like, you've got multiple different interviews. You're going to get multiple different offers. You're going to be able to decide what's the best fit for you. And you are definitely not at a top 14 or Ivy League school.
Definitely not. Good state school. Okay, should we wrap it up there?
Yeah.
Awesome. If you want to be LSAT famous, email daily@lsatdemon.com. If you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admission news. Thanks for listening.